Nanuim. Let's finish that up. We were going through the different Rishonim. Went through the Gemara. Actually, we didn't do the Gemara, the Mishnah. Tosos and the Rush. So just review. It's been a week or so. Let's recap quickly. We saw first the Gilyoni Ashas, who had two opinions whether Nanuim was a Din Derabanan or a Halach Moshe B'Sinai. He quoted first a Yireim. The Yireim said that it was Takanas Chachamim. Nanuim, it was Takanas Chachamim. And therefore, since it was only Takanas Chachamim, he thought it was a Din Hidr Mitzvah. That was the nature of him. And then he goes on to say that Gilyoni Ashas himself thought it was a Halach Moshe B'Sinai Nanuim because the shear of Lulav was Gimel / Dal Tfachim. It has to be 4 Tfachim tall in order that you could be able to shake, shake the Lulav. It has to be able to shake. If it's too short, you can't really shake it. And since Shiurim are Halach Moshe B'Sinai, you only want to tell Ginsburg to... since the Shiurim are Halach Moshe B'Sinai, so Mimela, then the Nanuim themselves are also Halach Moshe B'Sinai. So within Halach Moshe B'Sinai, that the mitzvah that Nanuim is Halach Moshe B'Sinai, what exactly is the nature of the Nanuim? What was the point of it? So we saw today is a din in Simcha, is a din in Shevach Voda. So we saw read through Tosfos, we died from Tosfos versus the Rush. Tosfos had the line, he said, he quoted the pasuk Aziranenu, Atzayar, Lifnei Hashem Kival Shpos Haaretz, and then it says after Toldu Lashem, and then it says Hoshienu Lokei Yishenu, V'Hainu Yiranenu. This is what it means to shake it. Sheminanin Es Halulav Umishabchin Behodu V'An Hashem. Lashem Mishabchin pointed out. He said it's in a shevach. The reason why you shake it is in order to give shevach hoda to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In contrast to that, we saw the Rush, who said, "The din of simcha." The Rush writes, he quotes the pasuk Aziranu also. Then he goes on to quote a Medrash. The Medrash and Rosh Hashanah, "Ba'al la din." We come to get judged in Rosh Hashanah. She yusmeichem b'lulavem. We come out of Rosh Hashanah b'simcha. Ka'adam hayotzu b'fnei hashofet. A person who leaves the judge, Zakai, he comes out innocent. Shehu sameach. He's very happy. So the Rush, we redact with din of simcha. And Tosfos the din in Shevach. We'll get to the Miri Rush discussion in a second, Eitan. But right now it's a din in Simcha and a din in Shevach. The Gilyoni Ashas himself also thinks it's a din in Simcha. Again, he says it's a din Takanas Chachamim like Yireim, that's a din in Hidr Mitzvah. If it's a din in Halach Moshe B'Sinai, he thinks it's a din in Simcha then. So just like the Rush, they both think it's Simcha. Tosfos thinks it's a din in Shevach. Then we started discussing the question a little bit. When exactly do you shake the Nanu? So the Mishnah says, "Heichan hayu menanin." When do you do this? Behodu Lashem, tchil v'sof, ban Hashem oshiana. Fine. But then the end of Tosfos brought. He said, at first, he writes, "Lo matzino im chayv l'naneh b'tchias netila." We don't find anywhere that there's a chiv to shake it during your initial netila. Hello, well, maybe perhaps is the parak the Gemara later on. Membeis is a katan hayodei l'naneh chayv lula of a katan who knows how to shake. Who yet doesn't know how to say Hallel yet. Shaking a five-year-old could do, but a five-year-old can't read Hallel. So maybe that's the raya that maybe even during the Netila you need to shake it.
Also, maybe you just finish
it off. And then just the second raya he brings, that the Gemara in Bracho says, Hikdim latzeis laderech, mevin lo shofar ptokea, lulav menaneo. You wake up early in the morning to go out on the derech summer, you wake up and shake the lulav, doesn't say anything about saying halal. So he says, maybe those two Gemaras imply that there's a chiv natila, a chiv nanua, even during natila.
Is this a din over laseasa? That's what I understand. Because, first of all, to prove that, it says, doesn't say katon yodel to take. It takes lenaneh. So that's clearly, it seems to that's the ikar mitzvah, to shake. I could be wrong.
So,
is that what Tosfos is that what he's really asking about?
Well, we'll get to that. So your lamites, hopefully, I'm going to say in a week or two, we'll get there about over the siyasan. The Gemara there says, once you pick it up, you're Yotzei. Netila alone is Yotzei. But the Gemara does, maybe they're shown perhaps, if you forgot to say bracha while you're still doing the Nanuim, you're allowed to say the bracha. So Nanuim is like an extension of the Netila perhaps.
Okay, so it's not totally off.
Right, not totally off. But we'll get to that hopefully within the next couple of weeks. So the end of Tosfos, he's not sure. He says, at first glance, it seems like there would be no mitzvah of Nanuim during Netila. But maybe brings rise. Maybe it's the case. And the Rosh similarly has the same lashon. He doesn't really see. Maybe there's no mitzvah during the Netila, but maybe you could bring some rise from those Gemaras. Who argues on this? Who's clear about his shita? That the mitzvah is even during the Netila. The Ran, right? The Ran writes. He quotes the Mishnah Heichan Hayum Nanin, Perish Al Hananuim Shebishas Kriyas Halel Shailin. We're asking, the Gemara, the Mishnah is asking a question, when during Hallel do we shake the Lulav? De'idah b'shas netilas lulav, shita she'esh lo l'naneah, shezehu ikar mitzvasa. During the actual netila, vadai there's a mitzvah of shaking it, because the netila is the ikar mitzvah. The mitzvah is not during Hallel, the mitzvah is during the netila. And if the netila is the ikar mitzvah, that's where you have to do the nanum. Nanum is a din in the netila. And Hallel just adding on to certain things, whatever that is. It's a real mitzvah in Netila. The Ran is clear about that, and Tosfos and Rosh is not so sure. So what's that machlok is about? Why is the Ran is so convinced it's a din in Netila, and the Tosfos and Rosh are stopping about that din? What exactly is that machlokas?
Yeah. You say that the Iker is the Shas of Bracha, that's why you did not know him there? That's what you're saying?
Iker is Shas Netila.
Iker Shas Netila, and that's why we do the Nanuim.
Yeah. Iker Shas Netila, and that's why we do the Nanuim then.
Tosfos is
unsure. He's not as convinced, so too the Rosh is unsure as well. They first both say, it seems to be no mitzvah during Netila, but there are Gemaras that seem to indicate that anyways, so they're not really so convinced by the Rayas. What's the Lumdus? Why is the Ran so convinced as opposed to the Rosh and Tosfos?
Sheva, I mean, Simcha, Sheva, I don't know. Is Hallel more Sheva or Simcha?
I think both. I think both make sense within Hallel. You will find indicators of Hallel, the Gemara's Hallel is a din in every time there's a Hodah. You know, you might talk about cold tsar, but tsar, that any, you know, trouble that Klai get saved from, you should say Hallel. It sounds like a din Hodah, but other times the Gemara says by Karban Pesach, Gemara and Pesachim, Mishnah Pesachim, that we say Hallel by Karban Pesach, because it doesn't make sense that we're B'Simcha not saying Hallel. So you have to say Hallel, didn't Simcha. So different languages in the Gemara is whether it's Hodah, Simcha, Hallel definitely has those two themes. They might be very related.
I would say how connected the Anum are to the initial taping in general. How connected is the Anum to Lulav? Is it something separate, in which case Tosfos gives a little more leeway, but Quran says it's the Iker din of Lulav.
And what's driving, why does he think it's connected to the Netila or not?
Maybe the Netila is just a way to get to the Netila. I don't know.
So what was the, originally we started off this year recapping the two different we have a few reasons of Nanum. What are the reasons of Nanum? We have three reasons now.
Heder,
Shevach, and Simcha. Those are three. So let's couple Shevach and Simcha, as Yoni was saying before, together. Shevach and Simcha are more correlated with Hallel. Okay, now what are we left with? Heder. Right. So what's Heder correlated with? Anything to do with Hallel? Seemingly not. Right, you get discussions of Bris Milah, Titzin Makvin, Titzin Ein Makvin. Hiddur perhaps could only be during the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. When you do the Ma'aseh Mitzvah Bris Milah, if you finish the Ma'aseh Mitzvah and the Tzitzit She'ein HaMakvin are left, there's no Inyan. In Shabbos, you're not allowed to go back, based on the Bris Kerav and the Rambam and the Rashi, all those sikhs in Shabbos. The Hiddur is a continuation of the Mitzvah itself. Once you've completed the Mitzvah, there's no Hiddur anymore. So if you assume it's a Hiddur Mitzvah, like the Yireim says, and it's Dindir Abanam, so the Chorah, so the Mitzvah, as the Gemara says later on Lama Tess, the Mitzvah is to pick it up. That's the Netila. The Netila is the Mitzvah. And once that's the Mitzvah, the Hiddur can only be B'Shas Netila. If you understand that Numa, as being a Dindir Hiddur, it has to be B'Zman the Mitzvah. So that's why the Ran says, Pashit, that when you pick the mitzvah, pick the lulav up, you're mekayim the mitzvah and the tila, that's when you do not nuum, because that's when the hiddur mitzvah is relevant. As opposed to the rush and tosas, both in their own way, simcha or shevach, no, it's not a hiddur, it's a way of enhancing the simcha, enhancing the hiddur, enhancing rather the shevach. So during challah, where we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we're rejoicing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the nisim, so that's when we're doing the nanuim to create a greater form of enhancing the simcha and halal shevach.
What about saying that really everyone holds that in hiddur, just, you know, Noah saying, how do you look at the, everyone holds it in hiddur, so how do you look at the nanuim? Is that considered part of the ikkar? You know, everyone agrees that you can only do hiddur, the shas maisa, but like, how do you, the shas and ikkar? Part of the mitzvah, but how would you look at the Nanu as part of the mitzvah? If you say that Nanu also has part of the Gemara mitzvah, or it's still very integral to the mitzvah itself, then maybe the hiddur could be there as well.
But I don't know why you would wait until challah for it. I'm not sure why you wait to challah for that though. I mean, if you're saying it to hiddur. So, if you have the options, you know, so it would make much more sense to put it in the context of the Netilah and the Halah. Where I thought you were going was, once you started saying, was you could say another Mahalach about how do you view Netilah's Lulav all day long? Is it a continued mitzvah you keep getting? Is there a key mitzvah every second you hold it, right? The Anshe Yushalayim Mara goes on to say, you used to walk around all day, you could do Bikur Cholim, Menachem Avel. I know you like that Gemara. Your brother likes that Gemara. Nafi, give Nafi a little call out, shout out here. So during Menachem Avel, you should do Menachem Avel with the lulav and Esser. Nafi's question: you're not Menachem Avel and Yontif, right? So we looked into that a little bit. Anyways, so all day long they walk around the Tfilas lulav. Is that a mitzvah, or is that just like a hiddur? It's like a nice thing, you know. It shows chavivus of a mitzvah. No, it's a real key mitzvah. Every moment you're getting it. The basic mitzvah is to do Netila, yotzei mitzvah. You eat achilas matzah, kedayish, or yotzei mitzvah. Well, is each additional achilas matzah a mitzvah? Is each additional netila lulav a mitzvah? So it's possible that you could still be a hiddur mitzvah. You don't have to necessarily do it b'shas netila, because later on during halal, I'm also being mekayim a mitzvah, because each second there's a mitzvah. And so why wait to halal? So you might have to say there are two dinim really. Netilas mitzvah, or danuim really, is a din in hiddur and a din in simcha. So maybe the best thing to do is put them all together. During challah, where you're accomplishing simcha, you still can be accomplishing the hiddur. Again, the question, I'm trying to suggest that there's a mitzvah all day long. Perhaps. There's a mitzvah all day long. We'll get to if we get to the sugya later on. Every moment you're mekayim the mitzvah. And you can be mekayim the hiddur mitzvah at every moment also, because it's not like the mitzvah's over. The mitzvah continues. So as long as it's b'shas mitzvah, you're yotzei hiddur mitzvah. If that's a great case, so why are we waiting till challah? If you think we're trying to explain the shita right now, why nanum would be during halal. I'm suggesting even if it's a hiddur mitzvah, you can still wait to halal. So if it's a dinner hiddur mitzvah, why are you waiting to halal? Why not just do it right away? So maybe you have to have these two dinim, may nanum accomplish both the simcha and shemach type of thing and the hiddur mitzvah. That's why you wait to halal, to accomplish both at the very same moment. Perhaps. Now, do you see any Rishon who says there are two different tracks? Not two dinim at one moment, but there are two different tracks of the nanum. They really play both two different roles. So I think the Ran seemed to allude to this, because the Ran says the ikar mitzvah b'shas netila, and the Mishnah is asking about halal osa, as if there's a second din in halal. What are you accomplishing in halal that you haven't yet accomplished during the mitzvah netila? But I think the Meiri is very explicit about this. Maybe it's the Meiri?
So there's two different categories of that.
Yes, exactly. So again, I think that's what the Ron's getting at, but he's not so explicit. The Meiri is very explicit. You saw Zaytan, no?
A little bit.
Well, remind me to make your point. Okay, so the Meiri on this Gemara says... Say the same thing. The Gemara asks, you know, when you do nanuim, kolomar sheikar davar vaday min netilahu. The ikar davar is definitely b'shas netilah. No question about that. He quotes the Gemara later on, Mida'agbe nofikbe. When you lift up the esrog, you go to the mitzvah. Fine, that's clear. And the Gemara goes on to say, and then after we know that's vade b'shas, you need a nanu b'shas netila, the Mishnah goes on to ask, what about during Hallel? So he says, we're not asking on the netila, the nanum of the natia, we're asking on the nanum of the Hallel. Sha'kabbalah hayisav yadam, we had a certain Kabbalah, sha'af b'socha Hallel, also during the Hallel hayum nanin, l'his orus simcha. Va'al elu hushol heichan. There's a mitzvah, netila, that's the basic mitzvah during netila, that's nanuim. The Mishnah is asking, according to the Masorah that we also have, do it during Hallel, when do you shake it during Hallel? And what's the purpose of the nanuim during Hallel? L'hisorus simcha, in order to arouse simcha. So there are two dinim in the Miri. I think it's similar to the Ran. The Ran just didn't go that far. It didn't say what the nature of the nanuim are. But it's clear in the base of Bechira, the Rat and the Miriam, that in Shas Netila is one, which I would categorize as probably a Hidur Mitzvah, and then the second din of Simcha. That's B'Shas Hallel. I'll close the book right now. The Eitan came over to me and pointed out a great point, that the Miri is actually, although he sounds similar to the Rush, that they're both a din and Simcha, they're actually coming from opposite angles. The Miri versus the Rush. You want to say it, Eitan?
Of your already accomplished simcha is using these nanum. As opposed to the Meiri, it seems that you're not misameach until this object helps affect you and brings you to a level of simcha. Not
exactly.
That you're starting out from the beginning.
Right, so the rush is a reaction. I already am in the state of simcha, according to the rush, because I came out innocent, and I'm rejoicing through the lulav. And the Meiri says, no, the nanum is supposed to arouse you to simcha. To bring the simcha about. Both in the category of simcha, but coming from two different directions.
Chiang, I saw Chiang as I asked you that the Iker simcha, it comes from like a Chag HaAsif approach. It's like, it's the simcha stemming not from the din, but from the fact that you're still gathered all your crops, and it's a channel that's
interesting. So right. So the chinuch is kind of the same direction as the rush in that it's a reaction to some type of simcha, but it's not a reaction of the din. It's a reaction of the agricultural, the harvest season and stuff. That's why Sukkot has the most mentions in the Torah of simcha. It mentions simcha twice, I think, by Sukkot. Once by Shavuos and zero times by Pesach, I believe. Right? I think in Re'eh. I think Barshrei. That's how it goes. I think 0, 1, 2. And Ach Sameach, it says by Simcha, it's the extra lashon of Simcha by Sukkot. And they all the Farshim want to understand what exactly is the extra Simcha. So some say, because in this, I think someone in the Al Torah says, like the Sefer Chinuch, that because they finally get to, they've been working so hard, they're the farmers, and finally get to see the results of all their labor. So the fruit of all their labor, so that's why they shut Simcha. Others say no, because they came out of Din, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they came out of this Din. So those are always the dual relationship that Sukkot has. How do you view it as one of the Shel Shergalim, the entire year, the cycle of the year of the farming? And also, how do you view it closer, more in Tishrei, relationship of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, this dinim of Tshuva? So the Rosh and the Sefer Chinuch, coming from the same angles, but different, I guess, different perspectives, whether it's an agricultural perspective or a din perspective. Fine, so that's the Shitas Miri. Again, we have the Tosfos who say it's a din in Simcha and Shevach. Hallel seems to be the Iker place in the Nanuim. Nanuim, Ran says the Iker place is the Nanuim is during Netila, and he perhaps might say two dinim. The Meir is clear in saying two dinim, one din in Hidr, one din in Simcha. And there are a few different Shitas, what exactly the Simcha is. Great. Now, what's Shitas Harambam? You guys work from the Rambam a little bit? What does Rambam say in Shor Shud Alf? Anybody see what he says in Shor Shud? I wasn't on the Mamar Kamos, but Rambam Shor Shud Alf in Mitzvah Say Kuf Samech Tes. Anybody catch that? These are not in the Mamar Kamos. So Rambam Shor Shud Alf, which we mentioned again the end of last semester when we were doing the sugya of the four mitzvahs of, do you count the Dalad Minim as four different mitzvahs or are they one mitzvah? So here the Rambam clearly says that they are four. They're all one mitzvah. And then he goes on to discuss other things. Then he has this line Some reason he brings this in. Shenismach lefnei Hashem. It's talking about Sukkot. Parshas Emor. You should rejoice in front of Hashem. Hayom harishon mesukkot, the first day of Sukkot. Mavua sheasimcha hahitihi lekichas kach v'kach. The mitzvah simcha should be during the lekicha. That's what he says in Shurashid Aleph. Mitzvah zasei kuf samach tes. Similar to his lashon, the Rambam writes. Shetzivanu li tol lulav. V'lusmach ba'ol lefnei Hashem shivas yamim. To take the lulav and to rejoice. So what's the problem with this Rambam in light of what we've been saying up until now? What does the Rambam mention here? Simcha. When does the Simcha take place? I'd say first. Before the Rambam, when did the Simcha take place? Halal. Right. We have Halal and Netilah. Those are two times we're referring to. So up until now, the Simcha took place during Halal. That was Shitas Tosfos, Shitas Rush, which cleared out the Din Simcha. What's the Rambam saying? When does Simcha take place? Shas Netila, right? No mention of Halal. Two times he says the Simcha is B'Shas Netila B'Shas Lakicha. Furthermore, the Rambam writes in the Ad Chazaka, Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin, Halachates. He says, Mishiagbiya arba minim. When you lift the four minim, bein shegbiu ka'achas, bein zachazer, one all together, one after the next, bein biyomen, bein bismol, righty or lefty, yatze. Hu shiagbiya derech dilasan. You have to lift them the way they grow. Aval shlo derech dilasan lo yatze. If you hold them backwards, upside down, you're not yotze. U mitzvah kilchasa, shiagbiya agudash shlosha minim. So the mitzvah is to lift this aguda of shlosha minim biyamin in the right hand esok b'smol v'yolich v'yavi yala v'yorid v'inanei halulav shlosha pamim b'choruach ruach. In defining the mitzvah of netilah, how it's done, the conclusion of halacha tes, he writes, you should do the nanuim. Ketzad, then how do you do this? Molich u'minanei rosh halulav, you shake the top of the lulav shlosha pamim mevi u'minanei rosh halulav shlosha pamim chen ba'al v'yarda. You go forward, you go backwards, you go up and you go down. And then afterwards, he says, "V'heichen molech, or maybe b'shas kriyas hala." And when do you do this? That's all b'shas hala. When he defines the mitzvah, again, around the end, he says, "Mitzvah kelchasa." The best form of this mitzvah, the ideal way to perform the mitzvah is through nanuim. So the Rambam Halacha Test is referring to shas netila. So if you read the Yad Chazaka, you hadn't read the Yad in what he writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, so you think, "Oh, the mitzvah is a din netila." Like the Ran says, like the Miri. And there's also a mitzvah to extend that as well to Hallel. And you would think, oh, the mitzvah and the Tila is a din in the mitzvah, the mitzvah, and the Hallel is a din in Simcha. But you look back at the mitzvah Zaseh, what he writes in Kuf Samach Tes, what he writes in Shah Shudaf. Netila is not a din in the mitzvah. Nanum during Netila is not a din in the mitzvah. What's the din in? Simcha. So the Rambam, although he says there are two different times you would do the Nanum, it sounds, they're both actually midin the same thing. All midin simcha. Not how we explain the Miri. Miri also might be like this. Not how we originally explained the two different dinim. It's really the same din of simcha. B'shas netila. And therefore it makes a lot of sense why to extend it as well in Hala, because it's all midin simcha. Now what exactly is the simcha b'shas netila? I didn't think about this much. Any suggestions? I understand during Halel, you're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, all types of dinim simcha, you're mentioning the nisim, yitzis mitraim and whatnot. So there's a simcha of all the nisim we're mentioning there. What's the nes of the netila?
That's simcha that the chinuch mentioned. The time that you're gathering and getting all your crops. That's nothing to do with how simcha and I wonder what the lulav represents, all the crops that you just brought in, whatever you said.
Fantastic. So plus, shot is that no, nothing to do with halal. We're not mentioning anything about farming and stuff like that, gathering our fruits in halal. The fruits and the trees that we're holding themselves. Oh, so we'll get that in Gemara. So Dal Ruchos, and therefore you want to say that's connected to the agriculture and stuff like that? Yeah. That's very interesting also.
But isn't the Gemara's reference probably is to Hallel? Unless Because doesn't it go on to talk about halal at that point?
The Gemara, well, the Gemara definitely mentions it in Halal, but the Gemara is referring to Nanum in general.
Okay.
So, of course, we know for sure it's during Halal, the Mishnah mentions Halal. We're just not sure if that's the only time. Is that the most appropriate? But the Nanum themselves, at least pointing out, is connected to Dal Ruchos, according to one opinion. The Dal Ruchos might reference, you know, just the nature in general and the gathering of the fruits, like what Eitan's saying. That could be very nice. So that's a simple, and nothing to do with Halal. Halal is about the Nisim that took place. Awesome. Okay, fine. So that could be one approach. It could be like the chinuch. What if we understand the simcha the way the Rush explains it, of coming out Zakai from Bezdin? That also might make sense. Because I don't know, what's the connection of Hallel to coming out Zakai from a Bezdin? I'm not sure if there is.
Anything you're not supposed to say, you're not supposed to say Hallel.
Well, that's where we're actually getting judged at that point. But once you come out innocent, maybe it is appropriate. I'm not sure if there's a direct connection of Halal either to coming out Zakai from Bezdin. So maybe even for the Rush as well, such a simcha would make sense.
Praising God for making out Zakai.
That's praising. That's different than simcha, though. For a toast, well, it didn't Shavach, so then. But if it's about simcha, so I'm not sure. I haven't put much thought to it, but Achinach might make sense. Maybe even the Simcha, the Rush. Anything else we could think of? Why the Netil itself? Why even that's a Simcha? So then you might just say, it might be a general idea of Simcha when performing mitzvahs. Nothing to do with the Simcha of the collecting of the fruits, nothing to do with the Simcha of Bezdin. Whenever you do mitzvahs, there should always be a certain amount of Simcha. So it's like kissing mezuzahs, kissing your tefillin. I saw somewhere... Where did I see? I saw someone had an article about chavivas, showing chavivas during mitzvahs. I'm forgetting where I saw that. I saw it like a month ago. And all different ways how we show, when we do mitzvah, we show like how chaviv a mitzvah is, how much simcha is. It's the idea to kiss all mitzvahs. We kiss Sefer Torah, we kiss a mezuzah, we kiss tefillin. You kiss svarim sometimes.
We don't kiss.
So you might be mechayv. We do, you know, things that are davar shebe kedusha versus tashmishe kedusha and stuff like that. We don't kiss. But how? What is an expression of simcha? How does one express simcha and love towards something? So it could be that maybe for this particular mitzvah, the way to express the generic simcha by mitzvahs is through the nanum, and that's why b'shas netila. Might just be a general concept of simcha. Might be a good mar malkum for discussing simcha by mitzvahs. I'm really upset where I saw that. Where did I see that? One of these Svarim on Sukkah. Torah Sukkah? So did anyone see that? Is that what called Torah Sukkah? Those two red Svarim? I'll have to look up.
CF has something.
Which is?
CF Lukakha.
I didn't see any CF Lukakha. No, I know what it was. Okay, Shalmei Toda. You see Shalmei Toda on Sukkah? Sukkahs and Chol Mari, these two are. And Purim also. I think Shalmei Toda in the beginning, in the Akadami, has a whole discussion about. Chavivas mitzvahs. I'll look there, see what he says about this. Because I think he was talking about a story, how one of the gedolim would go on his own to collect, to get his dalaminim. Why any gadol could have anybody bring this stuff to him? Why is he going out to the marketplace to go? In fact, actually, I think his story even was actually that this gadol actually got his dalaminim and he was caught looking in the shuk, looking for dalaminim or looking around. Someone asked him, "Why are you in the shuk? You already have your dalaminim." He says he goes there because he loves seeing the Zrizus and the Simcha and the Chavivas, the other Yidden put it into the Dalaminim. You want to see how people love mitzvahs? Go to the Shuk and you see people look for the Dalaminim. That's like what people put there, like the most of their effort in any other mitzvah. That's probably the most Tachana of any other mitzvah people put into. Other than maybe women cleaning the houses for Pesach. So this whoever this was, used to go to the Shuk just to see how Chaviv the mitzvah Dalaminim was in the eyes of Klai Yisrael. So either way, so we're suggesting maybe there's a generic idea of Simcha by mitzvahs. I guess for the next remainder of the next few minutes, we'll just this sugya of Tosos. Tomorrow we'll go through the Gemara. It's somewhat of an agada to Gemara. Well, a couple of interesting things to mention on that. The Tosos on the bottom and the Rush is important for the sugya of Nanum, but no one told it yet. It wasn't the Marmakomos. And we'll just go right there. Some interesting haros in Lam Chesam and Aleph, Kiddush Derabanan, Kiddush Deraisa, Chol Moed, whether Chol Moed is a Yontif, Chol Moed is just a regular Chol day. What else comes up? Hallel, in regards to Nashim, Mitzvah Aseh Shehazman Grama. Different small sugyas come up. We'll mention some ha'aras on that. The goal is to quickly get to Lam Chesmer Bey's Shemei Ka'ona sugyas, followed by Over L'Tiyasin. Both two nice, good sugyas. Hopefully we'll get that in before Pesach. Now, just since Shem Purim, I'll just mention a nice piece on related to Purim. Some of you heard some of these ha'aras I was making. There are only two places in the entire Tanakh where we repeat a pasuk just to make sure we read it correctly. If you didn't hear me say this yet, any suggestions? Two places we repeat a pasuk to make sure we read it correctly.
Zachor.
Megillah, right. So is that just coincidental that these two happen to be in times of Purim? What's the connection of these two, Zachor and Amal, and Purim, to Amalek, that we repeat them just to make sure? That's question one. Question two. The Medrash says, Medrash Tosh Kohanim says, that in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Mechias Amalek, through learning Torah, through learning Dinim of Mechias Amalek, you're going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. That makes absolutely no sense. Mechias Amalek is to kill the nation of Amalek. To kill every man, every woman, every child, every animal, and perhaps, according to some, every to wipe out their possessions, even. Interesting to know that if you look in the Psukim in Megillah, that Lo Lachu Shalom Lavoz or something like that, they didn't take any of the of Haman's stuff. They didn't touch any of the spoils from Haman's stuff. Could have been because they weren't allowed to, because anything had a status of Amalek, you can't even touch the possessions and stuff. So you would have to kill them. You have to mamish destroy the entire nation. So why by learning Torah are you able to be mekayem the mitzvah of mechias Amalek? Thirdly, the Medrash says, back in B'Shalach, the first time where Amalek attacks Klal Yisrael, where do they attack Klal Yisrael? Refidim, right? What's Mechilta say? What's unique about Refidim? What does that mean? Rafu Yedei Metorah. Right? Klal Yisrael's learning Talmud Torah was very, very weak at that point. It made them very vulnerable. So why would Talmud Torah, what is their weakness in learning have anything to make them vulnerable to Amalek attacking them? Okay, obviously Talmud Torah is very important and you should continue doing it, but why they make them, the learning the Torah make them vulnerable to a physical war? So I think based on the Rav Chaim, you could answer these questions. Chaim says, based on the Rambam says that Bizman HaZeh, there's no chiv to kill the seven nations of Eretz Canaan because we don't know who they are. They all got mixed up, Sancheir mixed them up, we don't know who's who, so there's no chiv to kill them anymore. And Rav Chaim says, Rambam doesn't say there's no chiv anymore by Amalek, he just says silent. He thinks from the silence, Rav Chaim thinks Rambam understands there's a chiv Bizman HaZeh even to kill Amalek. Why would that be the case? If Sancheirv mixed up all the nations, we don't know who's Amalek. Just like we don't know who the seven nations are. So why is there still Chib Bizman HaZeh to kill Amalek? So Chaim Brisk explains that Amalek is not a particular nation, a particular people. Amalek is an ideology. An ideology that's anti-Torah, anti-Yiddishkeit. And therefore, whichever nation is coming to destroy and annihilate Klal Yisrael, Rahman al-Tlam, so they have the status of Amalek. Because they had that ideology. So whichever nation has such an ideology, whether it was Spain, Germany, Arabs now, whoever has that ideology to wipe out Eretz Israel, they have a status of Amalek. It's an ideology. So now that we understand Amalek is an ideology, not a particular person, we can understand all those three questions. Why is Berfidim Sherofu Yudayim B'Torah? Because their hands became weak in Torah, made them vulnerable, because the learning of Torah was the true ideology. They weren't learning the true ideology that made them weak and vulnerable to the false ideology, the ideology of Amalek. Yes, Amalek attacked them in a physical way, but it made them extra vulnerable. It wasn't only a physical war, it was also an ideological war as well. They're attacking them in ethics and theology. So that made them vulnerable. That's Dafka through Talmud Torah. The weakness in learning made them vulnerable to Amalek. That's also why the magician Tarash Kanam says, through learning Torah, through learning the dinim of Mechias Amalek, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Because it was more than just a physical battle. It was a theological debate. And that's why through learning the Torah, you're able to stay strong and defend yourselves against Amalek. And that explains why these two places you particularly repeat. There might be other places that might be a little mistake, an extra vav here, or maybe there isn't a vav here, maybe the nekudah she zecher zecher, elsewhere it might be, but we're going with the mesorah we have. When it comes to fighting Amalek, our Talmud Torah has to be with such precision and accuracy. So therefore, when it comes to Megillas Esther, we're reading about winning and the victory of Amalek, we have to read Laharog and then again Vilaro. We have to read Lifneham and then Bifneham. This extra letter, Vav or Bez or Lam, whatever it is, we have to have such precision in order to best protect ourselves and defend against Amalek. And that's why Parshas Zachar, not even, there's no meaning change. There's no word, there's not even an extra letter. We're reading a dot. Zecher to Zecher. There's no meaning. And Parshas Zachar, we know the correct way. Parshas Zachar, we know it's Zecher. Based on the Gemaras, others have other rayas. I think the Grub wouldn't even read it again, if I'm not mistaken. But just to make sure we have it entirely precise to fight Amalek, we have to read it again, Zecher and Zecher. Just to make sure, because the whole idea, it's a fight of Torah, a fight of ideology, and that's the whole concept. And of course, the Purim is a Kim of a Kiblu accepting Torah. So as we start the Newsman with so many guys here, we should have really strengthened ourselves the next 4 weeks or so until Pesach in real strong Talmud Torah.